special edition of David and Rob. Special edition of David and Rob podcast.
Hello, I'm David Hughes, here to tell you all about cheese, because I know a lot of you don't know all that much about cheese. Some of you are probably thinking, what's cheese all about? Like, what sort of colours do they come in? Well, let me tell you, you can get yellow cheese, that's your common cheese. You can get blue cheese, that's your blue cheese. You can get other sorts of cheese, melted cheese. Some cheese just gets melted down, it's not even proper cheese. Like, it doesn't stay in the block form that you're used to seeing it in. It'll become runny cheese. That's the sort of cheese that you can feed to lizards, because if there's one thing that lizards like, it's melted cheese. So I'm told. When I was in school, we used to have frogs. We kept them in a fish tank, but there was no fish in it. It was frogs. Frogs were kept in the frog tank. Just a general rule of the classroom, I think. What are you going to keep in the frog tank? Frogs. Well, they weren't frogs to begin with. They were frog spawn. Then the frog spawn, they transformed into newts. No, tadpoles. They went tadpoles. They went frog spawn, tadpoles, newts, and then frogs. The whole process, I think, took about 9 months. Same as like human spawn to a human frog. That whole thing, 9 months, I reckon, give or take. And during that process, there was this kid. He sort of came in and he watched them every day. But he was a very sick child and he ended up dying. Another very interesting fact about cheese, a lot of people don't know, is that you can't build with it. Now, when you see a house, your lovely summer's day, you're riding your tandem bike with your sweetheart on the back and your best friend on the front, because it's not a tandem, basically, because there's an extra person there. Or maybe they're riding together and you're walking alongside, or just jogging alongside, because they've got something going on that you're not really happy with. Like, they're close, and you like that they're close, but, you know, some alarm bells are ringing. You're like, well, I don't want them to go riding in the countryside together, so I better jog alongside. So anyway, the three of you are there. Those two are on the bike. You're jogging alongside, keeping a keen eye on them, and you see this house, this lovely sort of yellow brick house, but it's bricks. That's the fucking thing that you've got to remember. Those are bricks. It's not cheese. If you go up there with a slice of bread and a knife and you try and carve off some of that brickwork and put it on your bread, you're going to be in for a big shock, because that is just, it's stone. It's solid. You can't put that on a sandwich and then eat it. If you do, you're just going to look like an idiot in front of your girlfriend and your best friend, who are probably getting it on when you're not watching, because they know the difference between cheese and houses that are yellow in the countryside. It's one of the things you learn very early on in life. I think I was about 14 when I was like, ugh, I'm circumcised. Like, when did that happen? And I had no idea that I was. I think because you don't really look at another person's penis at any point and go, oh, it's a bit missing. Like, that doesn't happen. So I think I was about 14 years old and I saw another penis. I was like, oh, that one looks like a tired anteater. Well, how come mine doesn't? Mine's just has a little bit exposed. Weird. And yeah, it turns out I was circumcised when I was much younger, despite the fact I'm not Jewish. Another thing about cheese, a lot of people probably don't know, is that dogs will eat it. Like, you can say to a dog, here's some cheese, and the dog will just eat that cheese. Usually they prefer it if it's melted, because they've got the same DNA, the genetic makeup of a lizard. Same sort of thing there. Lizards will only ever eat melted cheese. Dogs prefer it. Like, they're not entirely lizard-like because they've got more legs, but it's the same sort of deal. They do like to eat the melted cheese. You can put cheese in a suitcase. You can put cheese in a hat. If you take that hat off, turn it upside down, that's a place to store cheese. No one will stop you. And also, you can put it in your pockets. But that sort of depends as well on whether or not you have pockets. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you all learned a very valuable lesson about putting curtains up by yourself. You shouldn't. That's just it's stupid. I don't know why you do that. There's always going to be someone around who can help you put curtains up. Always, there'll be a friend who wants to help you dress your windows correctly. Because you might have to stand on something. You've got more than one thing going on when you're dressing windows and you're putting curtains up. You know, you need to think about the hooks. I mean, are they on a rail or are they on one of those little things that hang over the wall, and then you've got to clip them away from the window? Sometimes it's towards the window, sometimes it's away from the window, and you need to think about that, and you need the proper assistance. I mean, you might have more than one set of curtains that need to go up. You're doing a couple of windows around the house. You put the curtains up by yourself. You think it's gone okay. You step back. Fuck, you've got a blue one and a red one. How did you miss that? Well, you missed it because you didn't have the help that you needed. You thought you could do it by yourself and you couldn't. Right, you're not as young as you used to be. You're not as smart as you think you are. You've got to think these fucking things through. So call someone, get help, get somebody in to give you assistance. Especially if they're high windows, because that can just be a fucking devastating blow. Join me next week when we'll be talking about glass blowing and the sort of impact that's having on tigers, particularly tigers in the wild who don't need glass. And they certainly don't need it blown. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.